Want to see something new? Something filled with music and singing and, for goodness sake, much to think about most of the time. After all, this musical drama, Futurity, written by the up-and-coming New York writer-musician Cesar Alvarez, takes on a few rather major national difficulties, such as, the Civil War, racism, and the way to come up with a scientific machine that will just about take care of anything. Now that's a thought or two. In Futurity, defined by my dictionary as a forward-looking word with a literate past, we see 10 fine musicians, actors, and singers on the stage, and sometimes in the audience, too. They are mostly dressed in tattered clothing of the Civil War era. With all of this, they lead off with that terrible war, telling of 20,000 dead troops, of forces charging, and all paying a terrific price. Sounds forceful and fearful, does it not? But the script and the fine singing goes on to have fun. The cast music and vocal talents are rapid fire and always able to switch on a dime, change the mood in seconds. All of this could easily be overdone, but the quicksilver vibrancy of the performers and the ever-brightness of the music keeps Futurity on the tracks. Much of that must be the work of director Brian Lang, who's had many Wilbury outings, including the wonderful Pirates of Penzance as an actor. He keeps the cast crisp and just short of going overboard throughout this 90 minutes or so with an intermission production. The cast is filled with actors going right up to the edge, but usually they keep it all just short of too much. The leader of all this is Alexander Platt, a lanky and crisp singer-actor who manages to control the many opportunities to go too far. He goes from fun to fear quickly. Meg Sullivan, who is the artistic leader of the Manton Avenue Project, a playwriting program for young people in Oneyville, is very fine as a wealthy woman who wants to get that ever-winning machine on the road. Jason Quinn, as a general, is bombastically fine, and David Rabineau, as a sergeant, matches him. The rest of the cast does yeoman work in this fast-breaking theatrical piece. After all, the play and production could easily have gone off the rails with its many turns. But with the ability of the fine Wilbury production, a major undertaking has worked very well. True enough, Futurity is probably not for everyone. After all, a picture of Abraham Lincoln with all kinds of colorful things coming from his head adorns, if that's the right word, the Wilbury's program. But if you enjoy an evening of over-the-top music, art, and ideas, it just might be for you. It was for me.